With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
This summer, own your style with Macy's. Whether packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has all that you need.
Shop brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Macy's has all of your summer must-haves. Summer dresses, matched sets, volume sleeve tops, espadrilles, wedges, straw-crafted bags, bathing suits, and so much more.
Oh my gosh, the free-for-all. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello! Acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens.
Be the smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Hey, drama queens and kings and princes and princesses and duchesses and dukes and all of you out there who are the royals of drama, just like we are, darling. We have a Q&A here for you. It's going to be pretty fun. It's just me and Hillary today. Hi, Hillary.
Oh, babe. I love it when we're together.
I do, too. This is fun.
Let's get gossipy.
Where are you right now?
I'm at home at the farm.
What's going on in your life?
George had her little preschool moving up ceremony today. We had a diner date in the morning. Dad picked her up from school. And
cute.
Now we're just like racing to get home and get stuff done here at the farm. How's your house?
It's good. It's coming along. I'm putting together a new house. So, yeah, got some tile to pick out. Got some grout to pick out.
Girl.
And trims and chandeliers and curtains. Look, and all those
if
things.
If you need a handy lady, I would love a vacay.
Do you know one?
Yeah, I might need a vacation away just to do some manual labor. That sounds like a treat.
I would love that. That would be so fun. Well, okay, listen, we have some questions, some listener questions. We love you guys. We love it when you send in your questions. It really helps us know what you're interested in us talking about as we continue the show. And also just lets us know that you're still there and you're engaged. And your support means so much to us. So we're excited when you send us your questions. So here's our first one. This is from Megan. And she says, would you like for there to have been at least one Christmas episode on the show? We never did a Christmas episode. Isn't that true?
I guess not.
We had multiple Halloween episodes and even a Thanksgiving episode, which I directed, but not Christmas. I'm curious to hear what you think. Interesting.
You did the Thanksgiving one?
Yeah. But we never even did like Hanukkah or anything.
Maybe that's why we've done so many Christmas movies as a unit. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think you're right.
Once I started doing those and I was like, all it takes is working with someone you don't like once. And then you're just like, you know what? I'm going to be a bully and cast this myself and just cast all my friends, you know? And we started doing, like Antoine was always my first phone call. I'd be like, dude, what are you doing?
So good.
Yeah, we've got so many because you've done them. You did, was the movie you did with Chantel's husband, Victor? Was that a Christmas
movie? That's right. Yep. Victor and I did. Oh, no. Wait, was it a Christmas? Yes, it was. Five Star Christmas. It was a Christmas movie. Okay. It was fun, actually. We had a lot of fun. And I've done, let's see, one, two. I think I've done three Christmas movies now. Yeah. One with Andrew Walker. One a long time ago. Three or four. I don't know.
They're fun.
It's always fun. But you know, we've got our, I would love to have had a Christmas episode on One Tree Hill. Sure. That would have been really fun to do just like a holiday episode.
Well, considering we're all related, I didn't even think about that, Joy. Like, I didn't think about the fact that Peyton and Haley are sisters-in-law by the time I left. And then our kids are all each other's cousins. And I think the chaos of a Christmas morning with the Scott family would be...
That would have been fun.
Yeah, wild. Let's get into it.
Oh, well.
I don't know. Didn't you guys go on like a snowy trip or something?
Yeah, we all went to Utah and did. I had an owl sit on my shoulder. And that was terrifying. Hillary, it was so scary. I've never. I mean, I'm not scared of animals.
Like, no, you're wild not animals, scared I'm of very, anything.
I'm very. But the owl was so intimidating because, you know, they don't blink. So it just is staring into your soul and those talons and the beak and it's resting on my arm and, you know, one false move, like it could just decide it doesn't like me and then immediately peck my eyes out.
Yeah.
And I would have no self-defense whatsoever. So
I like that it's the not blinking that makes you unsettled. Like if a f-ing like dinosaur or a wolf, as long as it blinks,
or
you're
a
fine.
Human, let me tell you, if something does not blink, if a human, it's like Elizabeth Holmes. Have you ever watched those interviews with her where she just stares and she talks in her like her deep voice and just stares at you?
The no blink. I don't know how we got from Christmas to the no blink, but I appreciate a transition. So I love the starter question. I love where we ended. Yeah. Genius. All right.
What's the next question?
Look at Amy wants to know, when did you all realize that you weren't just work friends, but more of this sister friendship? Did it happen at the same time for the three of you? Or did it happen first for two of you and then the third came along a little bit later? Well, you want to give her the whole frickin' journey?
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's epic. I think we realized pretty much right away that there was a real kindred spirit connection. We're both super creative. We both have like really pretty handwriting and like to write notes and, you know, decoupage things. And we loved vintage shopping together and talking about Broadway. And what'd you say?
I said, we're always trying to out artsy fartsy each other. Like, hey, sweet totally. Collage. I see your collage and I raise you a flower arrangement. Huzzah. Also, but also though, I don't want people at home. I think, especially a lot of young women feel this pressure with all their relationships, not just like romantic relationships, but also friendships as well. They think it's like this magic spell, you know, that you'll just know right away and it's love at first sight. And there is a lot of hard work that goes into relationships.
Oh yeah, the upkeep of a relationship, because there's always that spark at the beginning, but
yeah,
if you just expect it to be fair weather all the time, well, you won't ever be much of a friend and you probably won't have many friends.
No, and we both, like, I think to become an actor, you have to come from kind of a weird background where as a child, you hung out with too many adults and you don't necessarily know how to talk to your own peers. And so there's that feeling of like, what? I don't know how to talk to girls my age. And Soph had that too, because she didn't come from a real high school experience. And she's talked about that a lot on the show. So learning how to be a good girlfriend, I think we were lucky to be surrounded by older women on our show that were like, no, you guys are going to need each other, not just today, but forever.
Yeah, like try and see the big picture whenever there was a problem, whenever somebody inadvertently hurt another person's feelings, to be able to have women around that reminded us this too shall pass and there's a bigger, we have to have grace for each other. We have to make space for each other. And, you know, you can't expect everything to be perfect all the time, but you have to look at the bigger picture of the fact that you're going to be in each other's lives for many, many years. And you'll, like you said, you'll want to have each other there.
I'm trying to think of, like, I remember coming to your house after a boy dumped me and us, like, sitting out on your patio and, like, drinking tea and smoking, like, little, like, funny cigarettes, like the super skinny kind.
And like I was just, like, rainbow Nat Sherman's with the gold filter.
The Fantasias.
Fantasias.
And I was just like, this chick and I are going to be friends forever. Because you were angrier that I got dumped than I was. I was just like, I mean, I'm okay. And you're like, no, unacceptable, unacceptable. Yeah, that was a magical afternoon. I was totally into it.
I love you. I love you too.
Yeah, but so yeah, the magic was pretty much right away. But it is so important to put time in. Show up when your friends need you to show up.
You just
got to
go through. And go through ebbs and flows. I mean, we've all been in and out of each other's lives for various reasons. And I'm so glad we're all back in each other's lives right now. But yeah, you're right. You got to put the work in. You got to do it.
Oh, man. I can't tell you how many times I have been, I get this little notification pop up. It tells me that I've subscribed to something that I don't know even what it is. And it's like, oh, $39.99 or $62.45 annually is coming up. Do you want it? And I'm like, I don't know what this is.
I have no idea.
There's too many things going on in my day. When am I going to have time to go dig through all these files and figure out what's what? I need help. And I think we figured out the way. Rocket Money, it's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses.
I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps.
Yeah, I love how the dashboard just shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget, and it keeps my spending on track.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/queens.
That's rocketmoney.com/queens. rocketmoney.com/queens.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh-smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look.
With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions. And then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This is my chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired, right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live into a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I am on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayborhood in every zip code, brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff. And they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayborhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home. Caitlin wants to know, when we have bands perform on the show at Trick, do they actually play or is it silent and they mouth the words?
Well, it'd be weird if it were silent and they were mouthing the words. Like, that's uncomfortable for everyone. Can you imagine just like a big silent warehouse?
Well, but didn't they have to do that if they were in the background, but like you and maybe you and Mouth had a scene where they had to have dialogue?
You're right.
I bet they did. I bet they had to just mouth it. They probably had like a earpiece or something with the song playing. So
were we
they
that
could
fancy?
Along.
I don't think we were
I don't know. We probably weren't.
No. But okay, explain to them like why we have to have them mouth the words. Because it's not that they're not good musicians, but there's technical stuff.
Oh, no. The technical stuff, it's just they have to be completely silent because the whole room must be completely silent when actors are speaking so the sound department can get the audio of the dialogue. So if you're doing a scene where everybody's dancing and there's a lot of crowd movement and stuff and trick, and you're looking toward the stage, maybe like over Hillary's shoulder to Lee's face, and the musician is on stage behind him, he's got to be pretending to sing, but he can't actually sing because we need to hear mouth's dialogue. So yeah, you're exactly right. They sometimes mouth the words and it's silent and very strange.
Well, and for editing purposes too, like they have to sing along to the track because if they're just doing like acoustic willy-nilly live stuff,
being able to match
it up from all the different angles, it'll never work. So it's always going to sound like it does on the radio on One Tree Hill. Did anyone perform afterwards though? Like, cause we hung out with a couple people after the fact and would like see them perform. Sometimes they would just perform
like
in town
or just at Trick still, like they'd just like roll out some more songs for fun. I don't know, actually.
I'm trying to think if I saw anybody perform. Wow, they missed the boat. We would have been telling a great story right now.
Well, thanks for the question, Caitlin.
Yay. Okay, Christina is up next. She wants to know, what technique do you use to learn all your lines and how long does it take you to learn them? Do you have any tips for learning lines fast?
What do you do, Hillary?
Honestly, that training that I got at TRL was the best training ever because they would show you a cue card in a commercial break that lasted a minute and 40 seconds. And either you knew it or you didn't. And if you didn't, you looked so dumb. So sink or swim on live TV.
Do they still hold up the cue card beside the camera?
They do, but like, that's what you use if you're not good.
It's like SNL. Nowadays, it feels like it's totally acceptable. When I watch Saturday Night Live, they're staring off at the card and looking off at it all the time.
Yeah.
And it drives me crazy because that was not acceptable back in like the Dan Aykroyd, Jane Curtin, you know, when those guys were doing it, they knew what they were doing. Yeah. It annoys me. I'm like, come on, step it up.
You have a photographic memory though, don't you? I feel like you just look at it and you know stuff.
Yeah. I say it out loud a couple of times and I know it unless the writing is bad. If the writing's really bad, it's a lot harder for me to learn because it's just listening. All you have to do is like listen to what the other person has to say and you should, however you're responding should generally line up with what's on the page.
Yeah.
Give or take a couple of words, you know?
I can't wait for us to do another job together when you can't remember your lines. And I'm going to be like, it's not her. It's bad writing.
That's right. Who
did this to her?
Exactly.
Also, doctor shows and lawyer shows are hard because you have to learn
that's hard
jargon.
Stuff. Yeah.
Or sci-fi shows. I did one sci-fi show, Joy, and I was just like, y'all, not my jam.
I know.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
So therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. I've had plenty of times in my life and seasons where I have needed a safe space where I could just
know that there was no judgment. I could just sort of dump out whatever I was thinking. And sometimes mm-hmm. even just hearing myself say things out loud made it mm-hmm. easier to go, wait a second, actually, I don't believe that. Why am I carrying that narrative around in my brain? But yeah. it doesn't always feel easy to say that kind of stuff to friends or people you're in relationship with. So I love therapy for that reason and many more.
I do too. I totally agree, especially because therapy is a dedicated chunk of time. Like for me, it's an hour a week where I really focus on my self-care. It's like, I think of it as a, you know, gym for my brain and my heart. And it's so important mm-hmm. to take care of yourself in that way. And like you said, Joy, you can't always unburden on your friends. And I think a lot of us sometimes don't talk about what's going on with us because we feel guilty asking somebody yeah. to help us work through something. But that's literally a therapist's job. And I think that's why it works so well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
Ooh, honey. You know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles, and the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, and with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung Smart TV, The Frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Hey, Bachelor fans, it's Ben Higgins.
And it's Ashley I from the Almost Famous podcast.
While July 4th is known for firecrackers, this year, July 11th, will be firing off some love crackers when the new season of The Bachelorette returns to TV with not one, but two Bachelorettes.
I'm going to be honest, that's not your best work.
Where'd I lose you?
I don't know. Love crackers.
I knew it when it left my mouth.
How about we just say the new season of The Bachelorette promises to have double the fireworks because Rachel and Gabby will both be competing to find love.
Oh, yeah. Let's go with that.
Thanks. And since we've all been waiting so long for this, to get ready, we're bringing you nonstop exclusive content, interviews, and behind-the-scenes secrets, all of Bachelor Nation juice you can handle.
We're talking roses, tears, hookups, more tears. We've got all the insider info for the new season of The Bachelorette.
Well, there's only one place to get it, and that's by listening to the Almost Famous podcast.
You won't want to miss a thing, so subscribe today and start listening.
We're starting the pre-party now, and we'll continue with coverage and breakdowns.
Literally and figuratively.
Throughout the entire season.
The Almost Famous podcast. We're like your own personal fantasy suite for all things Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Oh, that is good.
I learned from the best.
Kelsey is wanting to know, after being on the show for so long, did we find it hard to escape the roles of Haley, Brooke, and Peyton in order to move forward in playing other roles on TV? Yeah, for sure. Of course. Anytime you watch a character, someone play the same character for a long time and not do a lot of other things at the same time, that's hard to break out. And we were on that show coming up in a time when there still wasn't a ton of crossover between TV and film. So by the time all that crossover stuff was happening, we had already been on the air for at least 6 years. And it was just a little harder to make that transition. And I definitely felt that when the show was over. And I remember coming back to LA and going, okay, like I just got off a hit show. Let's get to work. And it was crickets. It was like, really? I was really lucky to get some guest spots and a couple of other things.
You did Dexter. That was so cool.
I did land Dexter. That was killer. Pardon the pun. Mom jokes. I did get to do a few really cool things, which was exciting, but it wasn't nearly as much as I expected that I would get. And I learned some pretty valuable lessons in those following 4 years, really.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I disappeared for a whole year after. Like I went,
yeah,
met someone, had a baby. No one knew I had a baby. Gave birth, was months out before anybody figured out that I'd done all that. So I went into lockdown hiding.
Did you find that it was, I mean, you were only on the show for 4 years, so it was a little harder to kind of peg you as one particular person because people really knew you as Peyton only for that period of time rather than like the full 10, you know, 10 years is a really long time for everybody.
Dude,
to,
I did six and was like, see you guys later. I was also able other stuff while I was doing One Tree Hill. Like,
yeah,
I made friends with the local casting directors and would do literally any movie that came through town. I was just like, yes, Little Britain, sign me up. Secret Life of Bees, sign me up. That movie, the like Christian movie, The List, sign me up. Like I'll literally do anything that's here.
So smart that you did that.
And there were little teeny, teeny, tiny roles, but those relationships that you make when you, you know, I would have to swallow my ego a little bit to do these like, you know, The Secret Life of Bees, I didn't even have any lines in that, you know, but the people I met were great. When I finally did go back to work, it was white collar. Which, thank God, was such a different part. I don't know
Very different.
It was super different. And, you know, I've said it so many times, Tiffany Thiessen helped me not get a chip on my shoulder about the teen drama stuff. She's like, don't do it. Don't be a bitch, Hillary. Aww. That show made you. It paid your mortgage. It put your brothers through school. Don't be a dick. And I was like, okay, yes, you're right. 100%.
That's awesome.
I think like people still now expect me to be really grumpy. And I don't know if it's the Peyton or the Hillary. Like, I don't know. I don't know which thing put that into their mindset.
You're just the right amount of grumpy.
You got to be kind of grumpy. Hannah wants to know. I love. There's so many technical questions. When a character is drinking from a cup, why is the cup always so obviously empty? You can't just put water in it? Hannah, we do put water in it.
Yeah, I put water in it.
Do you feel like when you're a young actor, you you're too sensitive or you're too insecure to like ask and be like, hey, can you put a little water in here? Because I feel like as an older person, I'm always like, what the shit is this? This empty cup.
It's usually only with the coffee cups that have the lid on them. Because if it's a mug or something else, at this point also prop departments always just ask me, what do you want in your cup? Mm-hmm. Do you want real coffee? Do you want tea? Do you want water? What do you want? So I don't know if that is that still happening out there in the world. Empty cups.
If someone wants to make a montage,
empty boxes is happening.
Empty. We just did the moving in episode of like Brooke and Haley moving into the apartment, and I came in with a box that was massive, but so obviously empty. Either I'm Thor, or that was bad. Bad props.
That's funny.
All right, Hannah, make a montage of all the empty cups on One Tree Hill. We'll laugh about
it. Let's do it. Okay, last one here. We have Danielle. She says, season 3, first episode opens right where season 2 finale ends. Did you guys film both episodes around the same time, or did you finish filming season 2, go on hiatus, and then recreate the same scene for season 3? Oh, I don't remember what she's talking about. Do you? What did we just watch?
I do, because I had to wear a wig. I cut all my hair off. And everybody did weird shit with their hair.
Yeah. We came back and started like a pickup.
Yeah, it was the fire at Dan Scott. So
yeah.
Like the fire they only did once. The big, huge, expensive stuff they did once. And then they really wanted to milk it, you know, and make it last more than one episode. But
yeah.
No, my stuff was totally spread apart. And you were coming back from tour, right?
I think so. But I don't think there was anything a direct match.
Baby, we lived for the hiatus. We lived for hiatus.
I know. Well, 22 episodes is a lot.
Yeah, nobody does that anymore. I mean, it really did feel like high school because we would start shooting at the end of August and we would shoot through like May, which is the real school year. And then we'd take our summers off and everyone would go do cool stuff. And then when we'd come back together, it was always a party.
Oh, yeah.
These are good questions. Lots of technical stuff. Maybe we should teach one of those master classes. What do you kids want to know? How to hit a mark? All right, you guys, thank you so much for these questions. Keep them coming.
Bye, everybody.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life, and I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth, no matter who you are. Mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.